Why don't you turn in your Bibles and just read Hebrews chapter 1. Verse 14. Are there not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Look at somebody and say, look at all the angels.
Look at all the angels.
Say it again. Look at all the angels. Are there not all ministering spirits? So say, thank God for the ministering spirit. Oh, you might catch something tonight. Amen. So you are going to get blessed because of the spirit of ministry.
Amen.
So say, trust in him. He'll bring you out. Say it, trust in him.
Trust in him.
He'll bring you out.
Bring you out.
You're not in the ditch.
Amen.
You're not by yourself. You're crying for help and all this other stuff. But God said, listen, are there not all ministering spirits?
Amen.
Some say, identify.
Identify.
Discern.
Discern.
Your ministering. Spirits.
Spirits,
somebody's got an anointing to minister to you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. You have to catch this because God wants you to grab a hold of some things this year.
Hallelujah.
So you got to know what's going on.
Yes.
You got a whole lot more than going on. You just joined the church.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You got more than just going on. Amen. Than somebody that's got a job.
Amen.
To look after you.
Amen.
But there's an anointing that God sent forth by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
God has decreed from his mouth. He has spoken. He spoke it forth from his mouth. He said, listen, somebody needs some help. Somebody needs some deliverance. Somebody needs to be set free. Therefore, I'm going to speak over that heart over there. Not only am I going to commission a legion of angels to go forth to minister to you, but I'm going to call this one out. Say, forget about yourself and get in the prayer room.
Amen.
Somebody say, ain't ministering spirits.
Ministering spirits.
Oh, Rabbi. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation?
Yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
You're not saved because you said a prayer.
Amen.
You're saved because God said, I loved you. I cared about you. He called you and sent forth and called lights to get the gospel to you.
Yes.
So say, so great.
So great.
A salvation. Don't take it lightly. Oh, we got to get out of here tonight.
Oh, preach it.
God's not here to ring jingle bells tonight.
No.
Amen. God's here to set the captives free. Amen.
Hallelujah.
He's here to get, he could come before Christmas ever gets here.
That's right.
He could come in the morning. Amen.
Amen.
Before you even get in the first shopping line.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How shall we escape if we neglect? You're not going to get out of your stuff when you neglect the salvation that God sent for you.
Amen.
You're not going to get out of that rut by complaining about I'm all by myself. Don't nobody care about me. Nobody thinks about me. I don't have nothing. Come on now. Somebody said, so great a salvation.
So great a salvation. Hallelujah.
Somebody said, ministering spirits.
Ministering spirits.
Holy Ghost loves you.
Amen.
That means more than just angels out there. Woo, glory to God. Somebody,
I expect
to see favor
manifest
toward me.
Manifest toward me.
See, you're not able to walk in anything that you don't have revelation about.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
See, once you get revelation about stuff, you'll be able to put your faith in it. That's amen. Right. And start to walk in. You'll see start to happen.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes.
See, certain people weren't able to pull from the anointing that Jesus had on him, amen, because they had no revelation of who he was. Jesus asked that woman for some water, and she, you know, and he said, listen, if you knew who it was you were talking to, you'd be asking for more than just what you got, amen?
Amen.
If you knew who was in front of you, amen, you'd be wanting more than anything. You'd be wanting this life and water that will give you drink and will satisfy your thirst, and you'll never run dry.
Amen.
Someone said,
if you knew.
What ministering spirits were right in your face, right in your life, you'd never be thirsty another day in your life. Glory to God. Are there not all ministering spirits sent forth? Someone say, sent forth. Say it, sent forth. Say,
this year,
I'm believing for ministering spirits that are sent forth
to manifest. Hallelujah.
For them who shall be the heirs. Some say, help being an heir. Of salvation. See, God's calling. See, you're an heir of salvation. And salvation means, look, nothing missing, nothing broken. You heard all that stuff this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Totally satisfied, totally full. Amen. That means healed in your body. Somebody say, saved. Do you know a part of your salvation is that you're delivered from every manifestation of sickness?
That's right.
That you, when you get symptoms that come on, you can believe God and that stuff will leave. Someone say, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But you're not going to grab a hold of what you're heir of unless you know what ministering spirits were sent to you.
That's right. Amen.
You might not believe in healing, so God's got to send a ministering spirit to stick with you and keep saying, listen, healing is real. Healing is right. Someone say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Some of you would have been in a ditch years ago. You've been out of faith, stuck in some old dry place. Mm-hmm. Remember, I said tonight, listen, he kept you even when you didn't want to be kept. Yes. Thank God for ministering spirits. Say, get your butt back in church.
Amen.
Listen, come. Thank God for ministering spirits. Say, pick up the phone. Amen. Where are you at?
Amen.
Ministering spirits say, listen, dance when you don't want to dance.
That's right. Amen.
Just pray in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Thank God for Mr. Spirit to say every once in a while, you're wrong.
Amen.
Glory to God. See, you're not going to grab a hold of the salvation that God has for you. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm saying, listen, how shall they be saved unless there be a preacher? And I'm not just saying one preacher.
Right.
Amen. It means how are you going to get it? He's got to send forth ministering spirits to you for you to get all that God wants you to have. You're not going to get it by yourself. He's going to bring it to you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You're not going to work it up.
Amen.
Glory to God. How shall we escape if we neglect? Some say, so great.
So great.
Some say, thank God.
Thank God.
So great. Some say, so great.
So great.
See, there are people that God's going to put in your life that ought to make you say, what a mighty God we serve.
Amen.
See, so many people think about people that love them and care for them and minister to them, and all they can remember is a bad thing. Amen. But I think about some of the people, amen, some of them strong saints. Amen.
Amen.
Some of them car driving saints taking amen. You to church. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some of them prayer warrior saints. Some of them pastors that you used to have. Amen.
Amen.
What a mighty God
amen.
We serve.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. My, 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 my. God wants your angels to manifest.
Yes.
Before salvation comes, there's always a manifestation of the angelic. Because the angels hearken unto the word of the Lord. Glory to God. And see, when they were in Sodom and Gomorrah, amen. God didn't just send them a letter. He didn't just send them a letter, did he? They didn't catch it on TV. They didn't get it on the radio. I'm here to tell you, listen, God's just not sending you a written letter.
Amen.
He's not just going to give you a note. He sent angels to get them out of there.
He sure did. Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3? There are people that are not going to escape because they neglect the so great salvation. Some say, come into the old time building. It's going to rain. You ever heard of that? See, there was an ark. Somebody say hallelujah. And that when the water started to come down, God said, listen, build an ark. Noah, come on, build an ark. Just build it. Amen. And he said, and you know, and he, everybody that was on the inside of that ark when the flood came, somebody say glory to God. They were all right. They got over because of what they got in.
Amen. Amen.
Some say the thing I'm in is going to get me over.
It's going to get me over. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Think about it. How shall we escape? Now listen, how there were people that never escaped the flood in Noah's day. Amen. Because they neglected the salvation. Somebody say the ark.
The ark.
Hallelujah. There are a lot of people that aren't going to be saved because they didn't really neglect the cross. There are a lot of people that won't escape. Listen, let me tell you what. The Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. Amen. Is absolutely essential for personal salvation.
Yes, it is.
It's there to keep you saved.
Amen.
There are a lot of people that think they save. Amen.
Amen.
But it's the Holy Ghost on the inside. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
The power of the Holy Ghost on the inside that keeps you safe. And there are a lot of people that will neglect the Holy Ghost. See, the devil will come your way every week. And many of you fall captive to everything the devil has come your way. Why? Because you have neglected salvation. Holy Ghost comes on you Sunday morning. You know, come on, let me touch you. Let me fill you up. Let me bless you. Let me get you full. Amen. But you, no. Some say you neglect the Spirit of God. Amen. See, there are a lot of times we walk a lot weaker than what we have to walk. Amen. Because we've neglected, amen, the graces that God gives us.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How will you escape if you neglect so great a salvation? Everything God gives, he gives to save you.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Everything God gives you, every good thing from heaven above, God gives it in order that he might save you. He causes all things to work together for his purposes. You want to go? You want to get over there? Neglect not the salvation that God gives you. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? which at first began to be spoken of by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his will. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. You want to get out of it? You want to get out of it? Hallelujah. You want to go over to the next level? You want to get over to the things that God wants you to get over into? Amen.
Amen.
Realize God is with you. Mm-hmm. He's anointed and consecrated words to go forward to you. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When he's throwing out the lifeline to you, you better grab a hold of it.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I've shouted myself away from people.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. I sat beside people before and shouted myself. Hallelujah. Somebody say, you know you can get away from people by just getting into the spirit?
Amen.
You can sit right there, you know, and you can just escape them in the realm of the spirit. Some people
are
worried about how they're going to ditch this one, how they're going to ditch that. Well, you know, get caught up with Jesus. Amen. They won't be, they'll be looking you right in the face and won't be able to find you. Amen.
Amen.
You know, they want to get in the argument. They want to get in all this other mess. And all you talk about Jesus. Where did they go? Somebody say, leave them.
Leave
them. So say, how?
How?
Shall.
Shall.
We escape.
If we neglect.
So great.
So great.
A salvation. Holy Ghost tell me to tell you, listen, he who the Son sets free.
Amen.
Somebody say glory to God.
Amen.
He who the Son sets free, you're free indeed.
Hallelujah.
His power is there already to bring you out.
Amen.
Glory to God. You're not going to be bound. You're not going to be held captive. God has set you free.
Amen.
Spirit of deliverance is in the room.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Somebody say, no more bondage.
No more.
Glory to God. God refuses to have you bound. Glory. Come out from the prison. Come out from the cave. Come out from bondage. Come out from stress. Come out from all that heaviness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come out from that negative report. Listen, when Paul and Silas were in the prison, in the midnight hour, they prayed and sang songs of praise.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They prayed and sang songs of praise and did all of that stuff. And you know what happened? They weren't looking at the lock. They weren't looking at the bars. They were looking to heaven, and they were shouting and praising God.
That's right.
And the angels had to drag them out of where they were.
Amen.
So say, while you're shouting, don't forget to come out.
Don't forget to come out.
Oh. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you, you're free.
Amen.
Free.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Free.
Hallelujah.
Free.
Yes.
Free. The devil's trying to keep you bound. He's trying to hold you back.
Right.
He's trying to tell you nothing in your life's changed. Glory to God. You still got a little bit more to work on.
Glory to God.
It's not ready yet. It's not done yet. Somebody say, you're free.
You're free.
Some of you don't know it yet.
Doors are open. You're still in.
Birds singing, door in the cage, door wide open. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Hallelujah. So Somebody say hallelujah. See, and that's what it is with deliverance with a lot of people. So every once in a while, he has to send angels to drag you out of your stuff.
Oh, hallelujah.
There weren't any bars around Sodom and Gomorrah. Nobody unlocked the walls to the city and said, y'all can go now. Glory to God. Look at somebody and say, I can't be bound.
It's impossible.
Blame it on Jesus. Oh, he's in the room right now.
Yes, he is.
He's in the room. I'm done. He's in the room. He's in the room right now. Glory to God. To set the captives free in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God.
Thank
you, Jesus. Let me tell you what. The devil doesn't have a chain strong enough to bind you. Amen. You even going to escape death.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Sometimes people think, I'd be better off dead than dealing with this. Well, you'll escape that too.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, come on up out of it.
Come on up out of it.
Somebody say, hallelujah.
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 And some of your old past and old habits. Habitual things. This is the way it's always been. How did I get in this again? So say glory to,
glory to God.
Don't you blame it on God.
Amen.
That door is not locked.
Amen.
Y'all need to remember that message we preached years ago? Help me, I've fallen, I can't get up. You lying devil. Yes, you can. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, praise God. I'm done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I've been seeing angels for the last, amen, for the last several months.
Thank you, Jesus.
Either that, I'm just cracking up. Amen. We'll know sooner or later. No, I'm not cracking up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Here to bring you out. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Brother, just stand up and bless the Lord right where you are. Just stand up and bless God. It's okay. Just lift up holy hands. Amen. Yes, hallelujah. Just lift those hands up and give them glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You needed a financial breakthrough. Didn't you? Hallelujah. And you thought about it during the offering. You were talking to God during the offering. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Get up here. Hallelujah. Thank you. Or you could stay back there if you want to, but come on, I'd come up here if I were you. Hallelujah. Before all that message and everything, the only thing I knew, if I prayed for you, everything would be done that needed to be done. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. As good as God been for you, honey, you ought to be screaming. You ought to break some heels. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. You ought to be breaking heels. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You ought to be shouting so fast you would have bust through the wall. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You ought to spun through the wall and screamed your head off. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
You told me to bust through the wall.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Isn't he wonderful? Hallelujah. Say, Father, oh, I receive your best. Right now in the yellow bow, a new day, new fire, new light. God, your word goes out to him. There's some good things coming his way. Hallelujah. Father God, this is the first day to the rest of his new life. Glory to God. All the negative words, all the evil report, Father God, you're going to let your glory shine on him, Father God. There are going to be people eating their words. Hallelujah. And your favor and your blessing rest upon him, Father God. He can't stay on the bottom. He's got to float to the top. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Call it in. Call it in. Call it in. That's all you got to do is call it in. Say, God has blessed me. And it will manifest. I can't stop it. All praises due to God. I can't stop it. Neither can you. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Watch. Thank you. You just sit there. Eh? Don't mess it up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just watch what he does. That's a prophetic word to you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody that fell out there. Who? Hallelujah. They all right? Okay, glory to God. She said they're all right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't he wonderful? Well, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Isn't he good? Well, we get to be here. We get to be here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Pray for your trip. Praise the Lord. Stand up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's joy unspeakable, full of glory. Amen. Isn't it great to be able to laugh in church? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, glory to God. Father, we thank you. You know, it's a good thing to pray over stuff like that. The devil's a trip, isn't he? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The devil is a trip. Glory to God. You got to stay prayed up and stay full. Amen. Did you sow real good? I didn't think about that.
What?
The tape. I forgot all about the tape, Rita. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I did so.
And you put your faith on it.
Yes.
I got a word for you. Hallelujah. Isn't that good?
Amen.
Do you know that you can't hang with everything God really has in every meeting? Mm-hmm. Amen. People don't just call you up there and right on the spot, all of a sudden they just start to hear something. Right in worship, you hear things. Amen. And see, a lot of times, because we don't want to argue with people, you know, you can argue, you can be preaching, and you can tell exactly what they're thinking. Sit up there fussing with them. Amen. Right there, you know. Amen. So just keep it to yourself. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And the Holy Ghost was speaking to me right during that offering. Amen. On your behalf, amen. God wanted to bless you, amen. You need to just get yourself up under the church carpet, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
I'm serious. I'm just saying it to fill a pew. Glory to God. You just need to, because God wants to do something. Amen. Hallelujah. But in your guys, you know, I'm saying, well, I hope they heard the Holy Ghost and did a good one. Amen. Because God's going to bless you on your trip. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. There's something going to be sown to you on your trip. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank praise
you,
the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, Abushana. See, there are covenants God
thank
cuts.
You,
there are covenants that God cuts. There are covenants that God cuts. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
The Lord.
That's faith.
Amen.
You have the faith to speak it. You got
That's
the faith
right.
to receive it.
Oh, absolutely.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. If they don't give it to you, take it. No, I'm joking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, your perfect will be done. Arrest in the name of Jesus by the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That's a good sign. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory. That's a good sign. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. That's a good sign. That's a good sign. Usually when I'll explain it later. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise
glory
Lord.
To God. Hallelujah. It keeps getting better and better and better and better and better. Shout out the top of your lungs. Say, you can't stop.
You can't stop.
God's blessing.
God's blessing.
On my life.
On my
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Some people are going to find themselves a nice hot seat in hell. Hallelujah. Worried about whatever God does for somebody else. Hallelujah. For the pit you dig inside your heart for somebody else is where you end up. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Father God, thank you for Michael and what you're doing in his life right now. In the pour out your blessing and your glory and your anointing. The best you have to offer in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's a great sign. That's a great sign. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Usually when the Holy Ghost causes you to fall forward, amen. Holy Ghost tidbit. There are different ways. Now, don't go forcing yourself forward. You don't have to fall at all. Okay? But usually God's doing different things in your life. Okay? Usually if you are having strong impressions of God trying to move you, amen, to move you or blow you, you can just sense it. Something's happened. Amen. That's something dramatic is going to be happening in your life in a good way. Amen. But usually if you see, I'm going through season, I didn't understand it, you know, because most of the time people fall back and that's wonderful. There's nothing wrong with that. That is usually God's just doing something spiritually on the inside of them. And usually that is the case. Amen. But usually when you see people fall forward, they are falling into something.
Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah. When they fall into something, amen. Somebody say glory to God. That means they're taking a step forward into something new with God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you can expect acceleration there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Think about it. Now you start to meditate. Have you ever gone forward and noticed the things that happened in your life directly after the time that God moved on you and you felt that impulse to go forward? Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Isn't it good? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. Unless God's speaking to your heart. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Don't ever give up on the supernatural power of God. See, and when you give up on the supernatural, that's how you neglect salvation. Amen. You know, making everything light of everything, you know. Amen. Oh, that's unnecessary. This is unnecessary. I don't understand all that. You know, you don't have to. Amen. Thank God for it. I'd rather have the manifestations of the and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Than be stuck up there trying to work this thing out in my head. Amen. God is good. If you can stand, why don't you stand right where you are? Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Praise God. Help him up. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your power, and your provision, your protection. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We thank you for every ministering spirit you send forth our way. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, loose the heavenlies, Father God, that the things that different individuals in this room are believing you for, they would manifest. Move on it right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, if there be a care in anyone's heart or a concern in anyone's heart right now in the name of Jesus, move on that situation right now. Move on that situation, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, as they receive it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, and I hear the Holy Ghost saying, amen, increase your faith that he might be able to bring it to you. Increase your faith that he might be able to bring it for you. Develop your faith. Glory to God, because God wants to do a greater thing in your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody say the word.
The word.
Say the word.
The word.
The word. Say it one more time.
The word.